Moncrief on News Talk.
The Gordon Bennett Cup recently took place. It's the oldest aeronautical race in the world and involves teams competing in gas-fired balloons. And our next guest was a member of the only female team to take part. Deborah Scholes, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Lovely to have you on the show. What's the difference between a gas balloon and a hot air balloon?
So the difference is a gas balloon is filled with hydrogen and you have sandbags. And a hot air balloon is filled with air and you have a burner that heats the air.
OK. And in terms of, can a gas balloon stay longer in the air than, say, a hot air balloon?
Yes, they do. They can last for 3 or 4 days or even sometimes a week.
OK. And you'd need a supply of gas on board with you, I assume?
No, you basically you have a gas cell. So you have a balloon that is filled with gas. Hydrogen lifts the balloon, so it's lighter than air, so it lifts the balloon, and basically to go up, you throw sand out, and if you want to come down, you just vent a little bit of the gas out the top through the parachute.
Okay, and describe the Gordon Bennett Cup to us. How does one win it?
So basically, it's teams from all over the world get together in one of the countries that has won the competition, and you take off in the same size balloon with the same amount of gas. They draw for the takeoff, and you fly as far as you can in whatever direction the wind takes you.
Okay, and are there limits to that in the sense of flying any direction you can? Say the wind takes you over water. Are you disqualified then, or is that...?
Well, I mean, you can go over water, you can go over water, but you would only do that if you knew that there was land within your specified time of flying, which would be three days with the Gordon Bennett balloons.
Right, okay.
For the size of the gas cell.
Okay, and so in the competition, yourself and your teammates, how long did you fly for?
Well, this year we only flew for, well, I say only, we flew for 24 hours.
Oh, my
which
word.
Was great, but the winners are flying for three times that amount. So they're 3 days.
Okay, how big is the basket if you're going to be flying?
You're talking a basket a metre by a metre, 1.35 metres. Very small. You turn them into little sort of rooms, really. You have everything compact and everything else is hanging around the outside of the basket.
Yeah, metre by a metre though, and if you're expecting possibly to be there for 3 days, you might want to get a bit of sleep. How does that work?
So basically you take it in turns for sleep, really, and you have a bench seat and you lie on that sort of curled up a little bit. Some of the baskets have a flap that goes down and you literally stick your feet out the end so you can lie flat and sleep.
Does it get very cold?
It gets very cold. It gets very hot during the day and very cold at night.
So
yes. Below freezing at night and then up into the 80s during the day sometimes.
Oh,
because you're
word.
In clear air.
Yeah.
You're much higher at altitude, so it can get really hot.
Okay. So do you have to bring sleeping bags and those kinds of things as well?
Yes, absolutely. We have sort of expedition gear for the night times, and then hats and sun shields for the daytime.
Yeah, and what kind of food do you bring on board with you?
Different people take different things. I mean, I always tend to stick with, we start with a few sort of ham, cheese and ham sandwiches, and then we go on to expedition food, which we just boil a little bit of water and have those.
Yeah, and, not to be indelicate, but, you're in a flying basket for 3 days.
Yep.
What do you do?
So basically you go in a bucket.
Oh, okay.
In a bucket and you hang it over the side until you need to, because with a gas balloon, you don't drop anything out unless you want to go up. So you literally have to hang it over the side until nighttime when you start to ballast. Because as the air cools, the gas cools, and you start to descend.
Gosh.
And
you have a... That's that is roughing it. Hats off you. And do the two of you, I mean, you're obviously taking turns to sleep and probably eat as well, I imagine. Do you have differing jobs when you're on the balloon, when you're flying?
You both tend to do all jobs. I mean, we are very reliant on our crews, our retrieve crews and our ground teams and our meteorologists, and they play a very big part. That they will give us instructions on what height to climb to, when to descend. They will sometimes pave the way for air traffic. The organisers will preempt the direction. They'll have an idea of the direction of the race, and so they will try to sort out air traffic and warn the people that we're coming, that we're on our way.
Yeah.
Our crew follow us in, this year we were sponsored by Land Rover, Jaguar Land Rover. So we had a wonderful, beautiful vehicle for our crew to follow us in, which makes a big difference when you're travelling and then you have to travel back. It makes a big difference.
I would imagine so, yeah. Though, can they be limited in how closely they can follow you? You know, they're on a road and you might be...
Yeah, I mean, they are tracking us. All the balloons have a tracker on them. And so... That the organisers, our crews, and everybody knows exactly where we are at any given point. We have a transponder, so air traffic knows exactly where we are, what height, what direction. So it is a wonderful competition.
Yeah.
And we feel very lucky to...
Did the two of you know where you were at all times, or are you relying on your crew to tell you where you were, if you know what you mean?
No, we did. Yes, we know where we are. We have instruments, flight instruments, just as you would in an aircraft.
So then, as you said, you were just a little over 24 hours in the air. What tends to happen that brings the balloon down?
Basically, you run out of ballast. So to land a gas balloon, they say you need at least two bags of sand. And really experienced pilots will bring a balloon down from height, from altitude, and land with two bags of sand. I'm not sure I would want to do that yet.
Mm.
But that's your landing. It's your goal. So you need that to land. So it's basically when you've used all your sandbar a little bit, you go down to land and that's it.
And I suppose in a competition, most of those cases are it's involuntary. You're reluctantly landing the balloon.
Absolutely. I mean, they the winners fight it out. I mean, they'll go out over water, come back in, which is what they did this year. It was amazing, the finish this year on the track. As you can see, they went out over water, came back in to land literally 90 metres from the beach. It is amazing what some of these pilots can do.
So I assume the strategy at work here, and I assume your crews are helping you in that regard as well.
Yes, absolutely. They have a ground crew that will all be sort of stationed somewhere, and they will be all working together, looking at the weather patterns, deciding that you know what strategies they're going to use, the strategy changes sort of day to day or hour to hour.
Right. And so, Deborah, what's your personal record? What's the longest you've spent in a balloon?
So 44 hours is the longest I spent in a balloon. I did try to be the first lady to captain a balloon across the Atlantic last year. Sadly, we had to land in Newfoundland.
That was close, though.
We would love to try it again. And if we can find a sponsor, we will. Anne, my co-pilot, she is the current record holder for duration in a gas balloon of that size. And that's 60 female duration record that she did with Janet Folks back in 2009.
Yeah. Well, best of luck with you. Hopefully you'll crack that record sometime soon. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Deborah. That was Deborah Scholes there, captain of Team GB1 that took part in that Gordon Bennett Cup. Shane says, interesting historical tidbit, the Gordon Bennett Rally, which was a race in cars in the earlier part of the 20th century, was cancelled in the UK due to protests. So the organisers were given an invitation to hold the rally in Ireland. So to honour the invitation, they chose the colour green, now known as British Racing Green to this day. Oh, bet you didn't know that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.